Hello, everyone. It's Jolly. I'm going to be doing a questionnaire today, specifically the Bunnies Being Nosy questionnaire, partly because I've been wanting to do a questionnaire. They look really fun, and I like the questions on this one, but also because I just got 50 followers here on Reddit, and I think that's pretty cool. So this is kind of a way of saying, hey, thanks for all those people following me. But also, I plan on being in this little lovely audio community for a while. I have no plans on going anywhere, so I thought I'd just share a little bit about myself via answering questions on a questionnaire. All right, so yeah, let's just get into it. First one, what is your favorite holiday and why? I would definitely have to say Halloween. I'm not big into like crazy scary stuff. Like, I've never gone to a haunted house before. But the reason I like Halloween is mostly a nostalgia thing, from stuff I would do as a kid. Also, my birthday's in October. And recently I just started really getting into horror movies, which I really like. And technically, you can watch all year round, but people are often more inclined to watch them with you when it's around the spooky season. So, definitely Halloween. If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Example, Harry Potter, Marvel, etc. The only thing coming to mind is a book series I like. Technically not cinematic TV or anime universe, but I'll talk about it. It's fine. It's called Castle Waiting. It's a graphic novel series that I've loved since I was younger. It just has such an interesting world. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like fantasy with some like fairy tale elements, but there's also like crazy stuff going on, and there's like flashbacks within flashback. It's just wild. I highly recommend reading it. It has just super interesting world building, which I'm hella interested in. That's something I love to do, is world build. So yeah, Castle Waiting series. What's your favorite audio tag to perform slash write? Well, if you've seen any of the stuff I've done, a lot of it recently has been FDOM. So I guess audios within that lens, they're pretty fun. But I think more specifically, like with a tag that has to do with like teasing, or it's just a teasing tag, I think it's pretty fun because I think I can do it pretty well. Yeah, I guess teasing. I don't know. When it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Ugh, come on, this is easy. Soup. Soup 100%. I love soup. If you're not good at cooking, it is such a wonderful meal to get acquainted with because you can really experiment and figure out what you like to do, like, oh, I'll add this kind of meat today, or if you don't eat meat, like all these different vegetables, you can have different bases. You can make it a creamy soup, you can make it a stew. Like, it's just so, I don't know. Soup is great, especially if you're learning how to cook. And even if you know how to cook, it's even more fun because you know what you're doing and you can experiment more. So that's why I really like it. And specifically, Panera's chicken and wild rice soup is fantastic. Love that. It's great. Okay. Can I do a handstand? No, I cannot. Do you type using the home keys or no? Yes, I do. Thank you. Third grade typing class. I can now type like a fucking speed demon and get my assignments done way faster. And it's fantastic. I love it. What's a skill you really want to learn? This is kind of broad, but I guess just more about computers. Like, I know obviously how to use a computer in a basic sense, and I know how to use things on it, but there's so many different like technical aspects that I don't know of, especially in regards to like gaming and stuff. Like I'll watch streamers and they're talking about things and I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? So I guess just more like learning the ins and outs of what the hell even is technology. So, what's your favorite type of weather? I would say anything between like the 40 to 50 degree range, degrees Fahrenheit, that is. Because I really like it when it's chilly and I can layer. I like layers. If it's hot, there's only so many clothes that you can take off. But if it's chilly, you can always put more layers on and take layers off. I really love the fall, so that's about when that temperature hits, and I really like it. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Board game. For some reason, I was really obsessed with Disney Trivial Pursuit, even though I wasn't big into Disney. It was just really fun, and I got to play it with my family a lot, so that was cool. In regards to video game, I would have to say Fire Emblem Rekkonoken for the Game Boy Advanced. Like, damn, I played that game a lot. Love that game. Waffles or pancakes? I guess waffles. Waffles are pretty good. Summer or winter? Can I say neither? I don't like it when it's super hot. I don't like dealing with snow. Yes, snow can be pretty, but it's a goddamn mess to have to deal with it. And I live in a place where we can get lots of snow, and the summer is also, it can be really hot. So I kind of dislike both. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Probably American Sign Language. I took Spanish for 6 years. And I think learning a language that does not have to do with speaking would be really, really, really cool. Yeah, American Sign Language. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? Morning shower. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. I am. Why is this always. Questions like these are always hard. I am a really good friend. I am really nice to my friends and mutuals and stuff like that. And. If you become friends or mutuals with me, I really like throwing support and love at you. So yeah. Is that a nice thing about myself? Maybe not. Moving on. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day, what do you do to unwind after? Probably engage in one of my many interests. I just got a Switch Lite recently. So Animal Crossing has been chef's kiss, amazing. For some reason, I really like to play Animal Crossing and listen to GWA audios, which sounds kind of weird, but I don't know, it works for me. I also have BioShock on there, which is like my favorite game series of all time. So been replaying that, and that's just super nice. Because I already know like what happens in the story and what to expect, and it's just a nostalgia thing, so it's nice to unwind too. What are your top three favorite movies? Ooh, this fluctuates, but I'm a huge, like, I would have to say, like, my number one would be Arrival, because just like, oh my God, like. Damn, I still remember the first time I watched that movie and like the ending sequence of events was playing, and I was just sitting on my couch, like staring at the TV with tears just streaming down my face. Like, I've never had a reaction to a movie like that before. So, definitely Arrival. Another one of my top three, in no particular order, I would say for these ones, because like I said, it fluctuates. I really like Venom. So the Venom movie was fantastic. I could spend hours talking about Venom, but I won't. So I will just say I really liked the movie. I liked what they did with it. I'm excited for the next one. Yeah. And then a third one. There's a movie called The Fall with Lee Pace, and it's just so. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like. It's bonkers. I don't know. It's so good. And if you like Lee Pace, he's wearing eyeliner in it. And the costuming and just the set and the locations where they shoot, like, this movie cost so much money to make. And it's just so beautiful, and the story is just amazing. I can't recommend more. The Fall. Yeah, so that's top three. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Not really for recording. I just find the like script I want to do, and I will read it over a couple times. I will read it at least once out loud, and then I'll record. I don't really do anything specific to get in the mood. It's more of like, what do I feel like recording today? But I could definitely see myself in the future for getting in the mood for recording something, like listening music that matches the tone of what I'm recording. Because I do that for other things that I do to like kind of hype myself up to do something. I'll listen to music that corresponds with it. For writing, yeah, I would say definitely the music one for writing, because I do that already for writing in my personal time. Like, I listen to music that fits the tone. So, yeah. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? Oh. I mean, dragons are pretty badass, but I think that's like a very common answer. So, I'm gonna throw something out here that a lot of people probably won't know, which is Sleipnir, the eight-legged horse from Norse mythology, which is yeah, it's just this cool eight-legged horse that Loki essentially he turned into a horse and fucked another horse and gave birth to this horse. So it's a wild story associated with it. And it's just an eight-legged horse, which is, I think, kind of cool. And I'm not a horse person at all. But can you imagine just like a horse with eight legs? That's like terrifying. I don't know. Moving on. What is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? Oh, I'm specific with this. Hot air popped popcorn with salt and butter. Yes, absolutely. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Can I say ambivert? I'm kind of both. Like, it depends on how I'm feeling. But if I had to choose one, I would say I am a chill extrovert. Yeah. Sure. Was your first kiss actually a good one? Yes. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? Chapstick. Ibuprofen and something to like fidget with, whether it's a rubber band or I have like a fidget cube thing. Yeah. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Fucking be nice to me, I guess. Use my correct pronouns. yeah. You don't misgender me, or if you ask me what my pronouns are when you first meet me, then hell yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you. My pronouns are they, them. So, yeah. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. I guess Strange Creatures by Black Tiger Sex Machine. I really love that song. I listen to it a lot. So, yeah, that's all the questions. I hope you enjoyed listening and learning a little bit about me through random questions. Thank you to Rogue Bunny for making this questionnaire. It's really lovely and I liked it. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you once again for everyone following me so far. There's over 50 of you, and I think that's just mind-boggling. I never thought that anyone would follow me. So apparently I'm doing some things right. Yeah, so just thank you everyone. I hope you have a lovely week. I hope you have a lovely time zone wherever you live, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!